address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Chapter 4 and verse 7. And it's y'all, y'all. Let's get that hand shot for you in the choir.
Amen.
We're on the radio right now, 88.1. As y'all speak, you hear this sermon again, the Lord's for you. I'm going to make sense. Acts chapter 4, verse 7. Dropping his amen in the house.
Amen.
This morning, I called you too. You're on my mind this morning. I call you the neighbors. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, Acts 4 and 7, or by what name have you done this?
All right.
Verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel. Verse 9, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this important man, by what means he is made holy, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead,
I like that.
Even by him do this man stand here before you whole. 11, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other.
All right.
For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And last verse. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with
Hanging out with Jesus.
You know, he was born in the stable, we know all that. You know, the wise being all that. God is talking to us something else. You got to hang out with Jesus. We're going into it if the Lord's will. I'm saying that again. If the Lord's will. Because we still got some days before January 1. If the Lord's will, we're going over in 2026. So we want to hang out with the Lord on our job, wherever we go, in the grocery stores, we want to hang out with Jesus. You see, the Bible says, because Jesus knows your upsets and your downfalls. I'm going to hang out with you. I would say, Sister Stevens, he said, Peter, do you love me?
Hey,
feed my sheep.
Feed my sheep.
That's in John. He said, Peter, do you love me?
Feed my sheep.
Feed my lamb.
All right.
But Jesus knew that Peter was a racist. Because you remember in Matthew 15 chapter and the 22nd verse, when he was in Tyre and sick. And this Afro-American woman came and crying to Jesus. And also in the 7th chapter of Mark, in the 21st chapter, he said that a Syrophoenician woman, that's what Mark said, that she came crying to Jesus. Peter said, send her away. And then when he talks to him at the breakfast table, and he asked him that question because Peter knew that God, let me tell you something, God knows what's in you, in all of us. You can't sugarcoat nothing with God. You got to come clean. But the Bible says, Hebrews 4, and 11, come boldly to the throne. In other words, Lord, I see. I know it's Christmas time. I mean, you got your gift to give and all this kind of, I know that. But do you know that Jesus is the center of your life? You know that? All that stuff ain't not. Your gift, that's good. I love them gifts. But I love the gift that God gave me, repentance. All men must come unto repentance. That's what Jesus talked about today. Repentance. See, because if you don't repent, that sister means say this moment, that's a sin disease. That's a terrible disease. It's sin. And then that's what separates you from us. Because the Bible said in the 15th chapter, right in the Bible, this isn't there being told out, the 15th chapter of John and verse 1, he said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. In other words, you got to hold on to me.
That's right.
When troubles and trials and tribulations come, I'm going to be there with you.
Yeah.
Joy of the Lord.
It's God's strength.
It's God's strength. The devil will store your joy. He got you there.
Yeah, right.
You got to have some joy.
Yeah.
And God said, no, even if you're going through something, I don't know what I'm going through, but I'm going through with Jesus anyway.
I'm talking
to somebody over here. But this ain't what I want to preach, but I just want to say, let me tell you something. God is speaking to somebody today.
Oh, yeah.
To let you know that I'm with you. Whatever you're going through. And we all go through things every now and then. Sugar, diabetes.
High blood pressure.
Come on. High blood pressure. Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah, you sure is.
Am I talking to somebody? Because I know when we had Christmas time, God brought us from a mighty, mighty.
Come on,
we didn't even have a storm to cook on, Sister B. Nah, we had to go to Uncle Mac's house. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was Socko. Y'all know about them Socko stockers?
Good, man.
I'm taking way back.
Yeah, way back.
We always had all we have now. Right. Some people got all them dollars in the bank. If it had not been for the Lord, you
wouldn't
have. You want to change y'all talk a lot? You go sit down somewhere.
Tell it, man.
I'm going to tell it like Peter.
Tell it, man.
Because I know. We had not been for the Lord, I would be up here. But because of God and His grace and mercy, that's why I'm up here today. Because I had a lot of things pointing in my face, saying, you're not going to be nothing.
Yeah.
Robert said, his name is God. That's a black one right there, Mark. He's not a black one right there. He's sick. We be lying about this though. I'm going to we be lying up Christmas time. And you know the wrong folk, they ain't like us. No. They're going to go look first.
Yeah, then go back.
And then go back.
That's what they did.
And teach you why.
Yeah, you know, yeah, have to be sure.
They don't know about teaching you why.
Have to be sure.
Psycho. We had no cell phone, no PlayStation 5. What that was?
We had what we had.
And you know what we had?
Love.
We had
love.
I don't know about you, but I thank God brought us a mighty. And we lived in a walk. Let me tell you something. We lived in a shotgun. Matthew 10:36, a man folk is up in the own household. folk will be enemies. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 10, 36. Go read it. It's in your Bible for you to it out. Matthew 10, 36 says, a man foe is of his own household.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to tell you. People that laugh in your face.
Stab in the back.
Stab in the back.
Okay.
But Jesus.
But Jesus.
Oh, I just think about him. He's not going to do you no harm.
Oh,
no. So why are you going to give your life to him? Why are you going to say, Lord, I confess with your mouth that the Lord, that's the best gift you give.
Yeah, no.
That is a gift.
That is a gift.
Giving your life to the Lord.
Oh, Lord.
And serving him.
That's right.
It may not be easy now.
Oh, no.
Because it's a lonely journey. My wife be asking sometimes, what's wrong with you? I ain't nothing wrong with me. I be having y'all on my mind, praying for y'all, and things like that, because God be talking to me.
Amen. Yeah,
nothing wrong with me.
No, yes. Look.
Then, that's a conjunction. I went over that word now. Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's see, Peter ain't got it right.
Oh.
At first, he was jealous of John. Y'all know that. What about him? That's what he said in 21. John 21. What were you thinking about? What about him?
Mm-hmm.
He said, look, what about him?
You're
just going to do what I say. I'm going to eat it. It ain't said like that, but that's what it means. Now, what about him? Because he was leaning on Jesus' breath. And the Lord said, when are you going to deny me?
When are you going to betray?
When are you going to betray?
What up?
He was asking a question today. Who is he? And let me show you how Jesus is. He's so magnificent. He's so hip. Jesus hip himself because he told Judas out of care, you know, in secret. He said, whatever you do, do it quick. He didn't let the other disciples know who it was because he said, I choose 12 of you. And one of you is a devil.
He said, I choose
12 of you. And one of you is a devil. Now, will you let the devil hold your money bag? Come on now. Will you let the devil hold your goodies? But Jesus did, because he said, my thoughts.
It's not your thoughts.
It's not your thoughts. My ways. And that's your work. So I'm talking about hanging out with Jesus now. Look what he said. Again, did fear with the Holy Ghost.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Said unto them. Now this is how he dressed him. He dressed him with authority. He don't dress him with no optimist or nothing like that. He dressed him with authority. He said, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel. That's what he said. Because he filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, see, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost itself is intelligent. He don't just make you act a fool and talk all out of your head. The Holy Ghost is departed from God. That's the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God. Ain't that what it said? So I'm in the book, man. So now the Holy Ghost is up on Peter, and he's full of hope, and he's telling the standing council. He said, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this important man, by what means he is made whole, look what he said, be it known unto you. And all Israel, the people of Israel, that by the name of God,
love Jesus,
it is something about hanging out with Jesus.
Hanging out with Jesus.
He said, the stone, that is in Matthew 21 and 47, but he said, the stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. Yeah, y'all rejected him. He was a lonely carpenter. Daddy know how to teach him how to do carpenter work.
Oh, yeah.
He was plain and simple. He wasn't no engineer, this and that and all that. He was just a plain carpenter.
Oh.
And all he did was run around trying to do good to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't receive him.
Yeah, yeah.
He fed the 5,000, Sister Means.
Yeah.
He fed the 4,000, which was a Gentile.
Oh, yeah.
He made brother hands whole. In the third chapter of Mark, they washed him while this man had a withered hand on a Saturday day, and he made the man hand whole. Can you tell me that ain't good?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Ain't that good?
Yeah,
it's good. Amen. You crazy.
You're right.
That's good, right?
All the time.
You'd have been in some mess yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
May not have been trouble. Amen. I'm talking to somebody up in hell. I ain't talking to myself. Oh, Dr. Sue, I see where you got this. You got that. God said, I'm going to let up. I'm going to turn my face to the wall and say, Lord, remember me. I know I ain't done everything right. I know I ain't done everything that I want to do, but I need you to be my doctor. And he'll be a doctor and a sick one. He'll be a lawyer. Am I talking to somebody up in here? He'll be a lawyer to
somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, because I know he's going through a lot of sickness. But he's a good man. I remember him from school. He's a good man. But like I told the Kendrick the other day, I said, time will catch up with you.
Sooner or later.
Sooner or later. Because you got off of what the Uncle Arthur?
Uncle Arthur everywhere. 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 But I feel, I'm telling you, God.
Keep on here. Time will catch up with you. I'm trying to tell you. Say nothing. See, some people have to put the shame by not saying nothing. You just got to live it and let God do the rest. I'm going to tell you again. Some people, you can't talk to them and talk with them. You just got to live it and let God do the rest. Because didn't that God say, I prepare a table before you in the presence of my enemies? And then back that thing up and say, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I feel
no evil. As long as God be comfortable. They come for
Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I got one more verse.
You hold it, man.
19 and 20. But Peter said, I'm going to skip all that. And John, now they're together now. It wasn't because they're together. Because the Holy Ghost got. But Peter and John, they ain't got no money now. Remember that now? They ain't got no money. I ain't got no money. But I got something better than that. I got favor from the Lord. When I go to them white folks, good old white folks downtown with a cheek or something. You know why? Because I know Jesus.
Right.
I know it ain't nothing I'm doing. It's greater than he can see me. That he can see the world. I know who it is doing it. It ain't nothing.
Amen.
Peter said, let's not hold you too long. Say in verse 20. Let it be no 19. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen. I don't know about you, but I've discovered that Peter and John, they saw Jesus carrying that cross. Up a hill called Golgotha. They saw Jesus when they took the hand and stabbed him upside the head. They saw Jesus. You don't hear me? I said they saw Jesus when he was carrying that cross up a hill called Golgotha. Never said a mommy word. Merry Christmas to Mary's baby. They saw Jesus when he made with the hands whole. When he took spit one day and rubbed in a boy's eye in the ninth chapter of John and lined up that sixth verse. They saw Jesus when he fed the 5,000 and took a fast. And I heard Jesus say, do you want some too? Ain't God all right? They saw Jesus when he was on that cross for you and I. Never said a word. Don't hear me. Hey, y'all. Hey, you. I heard the rock going. I saw the lightning flash. But these two are boys, they said, silly, no, we don't have. Silly, no, we don't have. But in the name of Jesus, I don't know about you, but I've learned hanging out with Jesus. He'll teach you how to love you. When they talk about you, you can tell your